Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. Not quite 9:30 on a Tuesday, but it is Tuesday and I'm here recording again. One day I will open enough space in my calendar to actually go back and record on the beach. But right now, this is what it is. And I'm here and I'm still recording. So that's a good thing, right? And what I wanted to talk about today was actually something that's been coming up through the work that I'm doing in the Frequency Podcasters Mastermind, two of them. And it's really about, finding ways to do things that feel really good for you, which is what I'm all about, really. And how for some people, one approach works, and how for others, another completely different approach works. And what feels good for one doesn't feel good for the other. And so I just thought I would bring this in here because, so often, particularly in this online space, we're sold this idea of one box. So this is the steps to success. And if you just follow my steps, then you will get what you want. Only there are just way too many variables for that actually to be legitimately a promise anyone can make. Not only is there who you are and your circumstances, but then your belief structure and, subconscious stuff going on. And then you have what is energetically going on for you. There's just way too much for it to be as easy as here is a formula, follow the formula, you will get the success that I've had if you base your journey on mine. And working in this space where I do work with people on getting their podcast live or I'm a sounding board for many people, not just in the podcasting world, but I also do, coaching and consulting, and I do become a sounding board. And the sounding board always is reflecting back to you, sometimes filtered through my own experience, but essentially what I do is give you connection back to your own truth, right? Instead of because how many times do we do these things and we do them because we think we should rather than actually what we want to be doing them in a way that feels good for us, right? So I've just been thinking about, whenever I am talking to podcasters, it's I've tuned in to get a feel for the way that they best work and generally can sense if someone is one of those people who likes to perfect things, who likes to stay in the planning phase. Because they're afraid of, actually taking the action and doing the thing, afraid of whatever, rejection, fear of being seen, all that kind of jazz. And then there's others who have no trouble creating, but they're creating in ways that aren't necessarily feeling great for them. They're not creating in ways that are giving them energy. Instead, they're kind of ways that feel hard. And so I feel like there's a few different types of us, right? I'm actually working on something. When some more space does open up, I'm going to play with this idea of the different types of people there are in the entrepreneurial space. And I've got a list at the moment, but there are people who are almost this is really bad language, but gunners, gonna do it, but never actually get around to doing it. And that can be actually part of your journey, right? Filtering through all the things that you think you're, gonna do in order to figure out what you actually want to do. And there's nothing wrong with that process, but we're often made to feel ashamed with that, everyone must see me as a gunner because I talk a lot about what I'm going to do, but I'm actually not really doing anything. It's okay to be that person. You're just, just filtering shit through, right? When it lands, it'll land, and maybe you'll, maybe not. Maybe that is a protection mechanism, but maybe it's actually not. It's actually just who you are and a great filtering process as to what works and what doesn't. And there's an element of me in that too. I've been that kind of person and still am, where I get so many ideas and I'm like, oh, I'm going to do that. 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 And then I feel like, oh, I'm not doing any of it. But that's for a reason. It's not something that I really want to do. Once it's filtered through, it's like, no, I don't really want to be doing that anymore. You know, but then there's also variables to that, because sometimes that can be you procrastinating out of fear, right? Sometimes it can be that somebody has said something that sent you into a doubt spiral, and then you're questioning what you want to do, and eventually you'll end up coming back around to it. You know, this is the thing, right? There's nothing wrong with any approach, but and what I like to do is get curious. Curious as to why I am taking an approach again and again and again and again, right? Having a look at the patterns. If I look backwards, is this a pattern that's occurred? And, oh, that's weird. Somebody's name just fell down. Angela. Hi, Angela. Oh, now I've like totally lost my train of thought. Yeah, so looking back and getting curious, is this a pattern that just repeats itself? So am I constantly filtering, never actually taking action? Do I constantly find myself in this space of getting to the bit where I'm afraid and running and hiding? Is this a pattern of me needing to perfect everything to make sure that nobody can pick it apart so I don't look like an idiot? Is this a pattern of behavior for me? And if it is, then what I like to do is, and you've heard me say this before, I George Costanza it. So I do the opposite. Okay, so this is what I've done in the past. I've procrastinated. I've perfected. Well, this time I'm just going to do the opposite. I'm just going to get that shit done and get it out there before my fear can catch up with me. One of my masterminders from the first mastermind that I ran with Lisa Corduff in, like, when was that? 2016, 2017. One of the girls or women wrote me a mug that said, run faster than your self-doubt. It's something that I used to say to those who are procrastinators, right? Like, just run faster than your self-doubt. Don't let it catch up to you. Just keep powering through. Do the opposite of what you've done. Because sometimes, you know, what do they say? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. So if you're doing the same thing, if you can recognize these patterns of behavior within you, you can kind of short circuit them by intentionally choosing something different. And anyway, it was just something that popped in when I hit record and I thought I wanted to share it. And I guess the invitation here for you is, you know, at the moment I'm working with so many people on such a huge level, right? Like, getting your voice out there and creating a podcast is a really big deal for a lot of people, because it does bring up all this fear. It does bring up, like, fears around, am I going to have enough to say? And then you've got, like, tech overwhelm, right? Because there's so many moving parts, apparently, to a podcast that you can start to think, oh, God, no, it's just too much. Then there's the fear of being rejected. There's the fear of being seen. There's the fear of success. There's the fear of fucking it up. There's so many fears around when we step into a place of, you know, self-empowerment and into a place where we're willing to be seen and heard, a lot of the stuff comes up. And when it does, it's really great to be able to be a witness to it, get curious about it, and shift that shit up. Because the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. So if you want a different result, get curious and try a different approach. Try the opposite. If you hurry into things, try slowing down and using the filtering. You know, because that filtering process that some of you are shaming yourself for could really serve others in really incredible ways. And that person who is procrastinating, you know, that person who does rush could take a leaf out of your book. You know, all of these parts that we shame ourselves about are actually great gifts for others. So, two key takeaways here. One is, try the opposite approach. Two is, there ain't nothing wrong with you, sister or brother. There really ain't. You know, what you see as your limitations are other people's superpowers or would be a superpower to somebody else, right? So stop beating yourself up. Start creating. Start doing things in ways that feel good for you. Start checking in and having awareness and cultivating curiosity and get creating. All right, that's it from me. Peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.